To know that vaping is about to be illegal, or if you tell anybody that vaping is 90% much or less dangerous than tobacco, you can't even say that.
Yeah.
By just articulating that, you are facing 10 years.
I wanna get off cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't wanna stop puffing out smoke. What can I do?
Right.
And then you can't come, you as the vaping,
you can't say
product associate, you can't come and be like, oh, no, you can come to this. It's 95% less dangerous. Otherwise,
so anyone who is trying to rehabilitate themselves or gradually leave a certain lifestyle, you do it in phases. I've seen smokers leave smoking, migrate into vape.
Yes.
Then they miss that thing on a golf course. Baby tongue. That edge. One better, please help me.
To crave?
Crave.
Yes,
that's nicotine craving.
The nicotine craving. Then they will go back to it. Now, I understand that somebody is pushing this agenda, because if you do not consult the British American Tobacco SA company, who is probably one of the top 10 contributors towards public funds, tax billia, BAT, must be crazy, and you don't consult them as the leading giants in the industry to say, hey, little bit, from this day forth, here we are proposing this, and none of that dialogue existed to you, I mean, before you passed this bill. To me, either you undermine the industry or lack of research. Mambete, which one do you think it is?
It's quite an interesting one. I think what we're experiencing here is regulation that's not properly informed.
Yeah.
Where the research is probably actually one-sided in most instances. And it's basically regulation that's not balanced, and also regulation that in most instances cannot be enforced.
Okay.
And how do you enforce a regulation that says if you smoke in your house and there are children in your house, you will go to prison for 5 years?
Can you go outside?
Is the expectation that the neighbor next door must call the cops and tell the cops that you're smoking in your house? And you shouldn't be smoking in a house with children, by the way.
Of course.
Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah,
well,
please.
We're not arguing that.
Please.
But I think what we're arguing is the enforceability of this bill. If you're saying, I must basically call the cops and tell them Morena next to me in his house is smoking with their children.
Yeah.
These are the same neighbors who are not calling the police when women and children are being abused in their homes. So, and also you're calling the same police who are supposed to be policing very serious crimes, violent crimes.
Let's find the killer of AKA first.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
But let me get to the next question, okay? I mean, because I'm here, I'm learning. You need to help me out. You're saying this bill is harsh. I get that part. I'm not a fan of smoking. I've never tried smoking. It's just don't work for me. But I did try a cigar because I wanted to be a cool guy. And yo, did I not cough. It just didn't work. And then you are told that cannabis is legal and is medicinal. And I go through my doctors and I do my research. And I find out that it can help you fighting insomnia, if you're dealing with certain illness and pains and blah, 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 blah. Does this bill also apply to cannabis?
No, it doesn't. This bill speaks specifically to tobacco products and what they call related products, which, by the way, includes things like snuff. So the snuff that your grandmother smokes, inhales.
Ukhunwaka will turn in her grave.
Absolutely. The traditional healers who use snuff, impacts them. It means you basically can't use snuff in the setting of a traditional healing environment. You can't use it because the bill says you can't. And I think this is quite an important question you're asking. It includes the products that Asanda is talking about. It includes other products that, strictly speaking, are not tobacco products, but they are in the way government has defined some of these things. All of those are defined as tobacco products. In fact, one of our biggest objections is precisely the fact that the categories are actually all lumped up together. So Asanda was making the point about vaping and how it's much less harmful than smoking. But vaping is being treated exactly the same as smoking. smoking tobacco. Again, I think there's an important qualification to be made, which is we are not saying we're against regulation.
Yes.
We're saying regulation must be balanced. And we're saying regulation, we must also be able to enforce whatever regulations we're putting in place.
When you enforce these type of bills, aren't you supposed to also make contributions, being the key players in the industry, where the regulator will need inclusion from your end to best inform this bill? Or is done in isolation of the key players?
It's an interesting point you raise, and I think Asanda can also add on to this. I think that the global body, the WHO, specifically says part of what good regulatory practice is that you should include your stakeholders in your regulatory process.
Right.
And in our instance, we haven't seen that. Mm-mm.
But it's not even happening at WHO level. I mean, when you look at COP9, we now have COP10 coming up in November this year, where decisions are being taken by about industries without the industry, but that's only unique to tobacco. You know, and it really is a big problem, because if you don't understand an industry you're trying to regulate, how are you going to be fair? And in this particular case, we were told by the Department of Health that they do not engage with industry.
Wait a second, please say that slow.
The Department of Health has said They do not engage with the industry. So I'm speaking from the vaping industry.
Right.
This was said to me as the CEO.
So which department engages the industry?
The Department of Health engages the anti-tobacco group. And I think what's important to note with WHO guidelines is that when you look at what's happened across the world in developing countries, you find that because they are less resourced in terms of coming up with policies, because there's other things they need to do, they would take WHO policies as they are and then plonk them in that particular country, and you're supposed to follow those things. But what we've said is that you don't take a directive from WHO that says regulate vaping products this way without understanding the local context.
Let me just help our friends right now who just joined us, because the proposed new tobacco laws are the most, they use the word draconian, in the world. Now, for 3 months imprisonment, this is what section 2 1A for smoking in an enclosed public space, enclosed workplace, or in a public conveyance. But here's the crazy part. You can go to 6 months for smoking in a motor vehicle or a private enclosed space when a non-smoker is present. Go for a lift.
Yeah.
In my car.
In your car.
Or stranded.
That you pay for.
Ana koloi.
Yes.
Go for a lift. You can report me.
Yeah.
In my car.
Absolutely. Does this mean you need to ask for permission to smoke in the presence of someone else?
You cannot smoke.
So you just cannot smoke at all?
You cannot smoke.
But now, you see, my issue with such things is we were all there during COVID-19. Mm. And I say this, those of us fortunately who, you know, managed to survive the harshness of COVID-19. Mm. A lot of these decisions that were made then were done with no scientific backing.
You make a very interesting point, Morena, because part of what we learned with the COVID-19 experience is that in the 5 months that the tobacco sales ban was in place, we know from research conducted by UCT that more than 90% smokers continued smoking, even though it was illegal to buy and sell cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
90% of smokers continued smoking. Now, what that tells you is prohibition doesn't work. You can't prohibit products just like that. What's lacking here is a much more nuanced conversation with all sorts of stakeholders, with government.
I want to speak for the voiceless, okay? I don't like when I play golf and my friends bring out their 20-pack of cigarettes. I was playing golf this Sunday, and I was like, bro, can you just please at least stand a bit distant from me? Do smoke, whatever. But I sometimes feel like I am cursed with the type of friends who don't even ask. They just want to smoke in your presence. And these are the friends I have. Now, what is the best way? How do we meet each other halfway? How do we meet each other halfway without now saying, hey, it's illegal. Don't do this. Don't do that. It shouldn't also your industry be responsible for educating smokers how to do it responsibly?
Yes.
Because you know, impose, Angie.
So I think generally the principle is if we could do some public awareness campaigns, even in the process of going towards this bill, for instance, and some of the implications, and even post the implementation of the bill, whenever that happens, I think ideally you want public awareness campaigns so that people are a lot more educated about some of the choices they're making, and people understand the implications of their own choices. I mean, we also have a problem of young people who are using products they shouldn't be using.
Yeah.
We are unable to talk to those young people because the laws prevent us from doing those things. So it's actually not as simple as we should be, you know, stopping from people from doing these things, but public awareness is what's needed.
I'll tell you what, I think we might have to open calls.
Is this the soundtrack?